Hey there, Molly Kaiser here, and you are listening to the Booty Call Podcast. This podcast is for photographers who shoot boudoir or want to break into shooting boudoir. I call these photographers booty babes. A booty babe is a photographer who is committed to empowering more women through the art of boudoir photography. A booty babe is ready to throw away all of their past excuses and turn their passion for boudoir into a full-time photography business. A booty babe doesn't let anyone or anything get in the way of their goal to help others while changing their life and business for the better every day. All right, so say it with me. I am a booty babe. Now let's get to the show.
I'm going to be talking about what makes me super angry, what pisses me off, because when people don't do this, they're losing money. And again, you guys, like, losing money, it's not like, oh, I want you guys to, like, only care about money. It's not like, oh, I only care about money in sales. Like, no. Like, what do you think happens when you sell your clients more portraits? It's not only that you're making more money, it's that your clients leave with more portraits. You're literally doing them a favor. If you guys agree, if you're doing them a disservice by having them leave with less portraits, that's bad. If you're selling them more portraits, you're literally doing what they came there to do, to buy portraits from you, right? So here's the thing. Number one, I want you guys to stop fearing like you're coming off like a sleazy car salesman, okay? Because like a lot of you photographers are like, I don't want to be a salesperson. I don't want to be a sleazy salesperson. Like, I don't want to do it. So here's the thing, you guys. By like, if you want to run a business, you have to get good at sales. Now, sales can look like sleazy or sales can look amazing, right? And the only difference between sleazy and amazing is like you being just an honest, amazing, helpful human being. Let's just be real. If you went to a car dealership and you're looking for a car, wouldn't you want someone to come over and help you find a great car? Yeah, but you don't want someone being like, are you gonna buy the car? No, like that's annoying and that's sleazy and that's just silly, right? So here's the thing, you guys, we gotta be real. Like you need to get good at sales. Like if you wanna just have photography as a hobby, if you're like, I don't wanna learn business, I don't wanna learn sales, like that's cool. Like this is not the Facebook Live for you. Booty Shorts is definitely not the place, the community for you, because that is totally going against everything that I teach, because like literally, sorry, I had to plug my phone in. Literally, I created Booty Shorts to help you guys. So real quick here before I share my other two tips, my story in a very, very short nutshell, guys, is that I love photography. I dropped out of college to become a full-time photographer. I stopped doing weddings to do portraits full-time, really specifically boudoir full-time. And when my business started having lots and lots of success, photographers were asking me how I did it. And honestly, I was really quite angry that it took me so many years, like literally so many years, to get good at getting bookings and sales. And it's like, I really realized there's really no one else out there that's like teaching this stuff and helping us and giving us the tools that we need to actually make success with this business. It's ridiculous. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna do this. And like, I don't know if you guys know this, but my grandma Kaiser was actually a teacher for a very long time. My mom teaches dance and music, and she taught aerobics and gymnastics. And so like teaching is kind of like in my blood. Like I really enjoy it. I love helping you guys. Like there's literally nothing that gives me more satisfaction than helping my photography clients and helping you guys, okay? Because here's the other thing is you guys are literally changing the world, okay? So what do you think is one of the easiest ways to change the world? Can you imagine if more women in this world had confidence? If more women in this world knew that they were beautiful, that they could take that job, that they could get that job, that they could get accepted, that they could get blah, 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 don't you think this world would be a better place? Hell yes, it would. And that's why I so firmly believe that boudoir is the absolute best niche, most profitable, most impactful, all of that good stuff, okay? All right, so I got a couple more tips for you guys here. So listen, if you are letting your clients leave with less photos, you are doing them a disservice. So what makes me mad, again, is when photographers think of sales as bad. I need you to flip your mindset. Sales is not bad. Sales is having it. When you get good at sales, you're gonna sell more. Your clients are gonna leave with more photos. And think about business this way. You making money, I gotta tell you guys, I struggled with this for a really long time. When I started to make good money in my business, I felt guilty, okay? Because I grew up very poor. I started my business with 81 cents. Like I never grew up with like fancy stuff. We never went on vacations. Like we didn't even have a car for some of my time growing up, okay? And like, I started to feel guilty when I had success in my business because I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm making money and like that's like a bad thing, and I viewed money as like a bad thing, and you need to flip your mindset, because here's the thing, guys. It's funny, like money, I have to say, like, money comes with power. And let me explain this to you guys, okay? So the more your clients buy, they're going to be happy because they're leaving with more photos. The more money you make, the better you can make your experience, your service, your portraits, because you can invest that money into education. You can invest that money into a better studio. You can invest that money into better equipment. And then in learning how to market, you're going to literally book more clients and help more people. Like, how is money in sales bad? You guys need to freaking tell me this, because I just do not see it, okay? I do not see it. So, all right, that is number two. Here's the other thing, guys, is I used to have a fear of selling more. So let me explain this. When someone's in my studio, when I'm doing the same day viewing and ordering with them, I used to have so much fear around, like, so here's the thing, you guys. Like I said, I grew up poor, like didn't have a car, didn't have a lot of fancy things, right? We had a two-bedroom house with one bathroom for seven people. No joke, okay? Yeah, seven people, okay? And my dad converted the whole basement into literally bedrooms. We're like the freaking modern Brady Bunch, okay? And the thing is, like, I had so many fears around money because that's just how I grew up. And I'm sure a lot of you guys grew up this way too. And so whenever clients would come in for their viewings, I would always be like, oh man, like they're probably on a budget. Like they probably don't want to spend that much. So I would just be sitting there thinking the whole time, like, okay, well, I better help them get a lower package. I better help them spend less. I better help them get a payment plan. I better help them, blah, blah, blah. But like, no, like that's just my mindset. That was just my mindset. That's not their mindset. They're there to spend money. Why do you think they booked a shoot with you? It's because they want the experience. They want the product. They want the portraits. And they want the VIP treatment. I can tell you guys, now that I'm no longer broke, like when I go somewhere and they don't treat me VIP, I'm like, excuse me. Like, that's how I want to be treated. You know what I mean? And like, here's the other thing. Like I said, like, in the past, I was always like looking for the deal. And it's funny, like, well, I'm 30 years old now, but back when I was like 25, I would go to actually spend money, like buy like a nice house or a nice car or something nice. And people would look at me and be like, she's 25. She's not going to spend any money. And they would totally like wouldn't sell me. They'd ignore me. They'd downsell me. And like, let's be real. Are you doing that with your clients? Are you judging them on their car, their outfit, their age? Anything like that, because you cannot judge people, okay? Just because they're young doesn't mean they don't have money. Just because they drive a crappy car doesn't mean that they don't have money. Just because, you know what I mean? Like, I've had people roll up to my studio with busted out taillights and they spend thousands of dollars, okay? Like, legit, no joke. And here's something I like to tell you guys. I used to always think, in order to book clients, in order to get them to spend a lot of money, you need to book rich people, right? Well, here's the thing. How do you think broke people get broke? They spend all their money, okay? How do you think rich people retain their money? They don't spend it. So I'm not saying you need to book, you know, poor people versus rich people or vice versa. I think you just need to book people in general and not judge them and give them a hella good experience and make their portraits so damn good that they have to have them. They have to have them, okay? And as far as the upselling goes, when you get them in your studio, when you are doing the viewing and ordering session, I'm gonna tell you guys how you can upsell your clients, okay? Treat them like they want more. Treat them like they love the photos. Treat them like they're here to spend money, because that, hate to break it to you guys, but that's what they're there for. So here's the thing, guys. When you go through their pictures and they end up with the pictures that they like the most, okay, you need to say these words. What credit card would you like to put that on? And then don't say anything, okay? So you're not being salesy. You're literally just asking them how they want to freaking pay for their pictures. So here's what you don't say. Oh, well, okay, well, we narrowed it down. So like, what payment plan did you want to like put that on? I don't know. Like, no, no. They pick their pictures. They love those pictures. Ask them how they want to pay for them. If at that point they're like, well, you know, I don't know, like blah, 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 then you can offer them other options. But don't, because you guys literally like 19 times out of 20 freaking times, they're going to pay you. Because just because you don't like have you know, the concept of like maybe you guys are where I was, right? Where I was totally broke. And so like I had that broke mindset and I would always think that people, you know, they don't have enough money to pay for this on their credit card. Like they don't have a $3,000 or $4,000 or $10,000 credit card limit. But like you guys, people do. People have big credit card limits. They have big money. They have this stuff and they're going to find a way to pay for it if they love it. Okay. So just because you are a certain way or you are a certain mindset, your clients are not that way. They're not that mindset. Cause let's be real. You guys are offering a luxury service. Okay. We're offering a luxury service. Okay. If they're booking, they want to spend money. They want to get VIP. They want to get the portraits. You have to believe, you have to have confidence. Okay, and you have to give them an amazing experience. So if people aren't buying, if people aren't happy, if people are not booking, then you need to look into your business. You need to say, look, would I pay $3,000 for my portraits? Would I pay $3,000 to hang out at my studio? Would I pay, you know, $3,000 to get the experience that I just gave my client? Be real with yourself because that's what it takes to be successful, okay? Here's the thing. The last thing I'm going to end with here is be confident. Okay, be confident, know that your clients are there because they want the experience, because they want the portraits. Your work is amazing. What you're doing is truly an amazing service. And you know, you are good at photography, so you're never gonna value it as much as your clients do because they can't take great pictures. They don't know what all goes into the experience. They don't know all this stuff, okay? And like, you're amazing and like what you do is so incredible. Like you guys, let's be real. We are different than all the other photography niches out there, okay? Boudoir is truly making a difference. Like, I don't know what can change really the world faster than empowering women to really have confidence and know that they can do it. Because, like, we can do so many more things. Like, if there's just so many more women who can, like, take on those higher roles, like, know that they can get the CEO position, know that they can have a bomb-ass business, know that they look amazing, and, like, stop wasting all their time on hating themselves and, you know, wasting all their time on negative thoughts. Like, you guys are literally changing that in women, okay? So just, I want you after this call, I want you to look yourself in the mirror and be like, I'm a badass. Like, I'm a freaking amazing person. Like, I am making a difference. What I do is worth it. It's worth the money. It's worth all this stuff.
Thanks so much for listening to the Booty Call podcast. Remember, if you loved this episode, leave me a review and tell me why. I absolutely love reading each and every single one. And also be sure to go to boudoircertified.com/case. That's boudoircertified.com/CASE. To see all of our student success stories and for you to schedule your 30-minute strategy session with either me or a Booty Shorts coach. See you next time.